追觅号称要大举的造车啊。
The Chase claims to be a car that can handle big things.
它是六条产品线。
It has six product lines.
齐头并进啊。
Let's go together.
那这车就算造出来。
But even if this car is made,
它卖到哪去呢？
Where is it sold?
看看于浩怎么说。
Let's see what Yu Hao has to say.
所以我们是把中国所有其他厂家的研发。
So we are taking all the research and development from other manufacturers in China.
我们当然也会去学习和参考。
Of course, we will also learn from a reference.
学习参考不是为了在国内跟他们去竞争。
Learning for reference is not for competing with them domestically.
而是拿到海外去。
Instead, go abroad.
这是最大的不同。
This is the biggest difference.
我当时看完就觉得太吃惊了哈。
I was so surprised when I finished reading it.
这番话说得很草率。
This statement is made in a hasty manner.
甚至有一种轻佻的味道啊。
There's even a hint of flirtation.
好像他完全不知道海外市场是什么一个状况啊。
It seems like he has no idea what the overseas market is like.
有点常识的人呢都知道美国市场现在基本是中国品牌无法进入的，而欧洲市场哪是蓝海啊。
Well, even people with some common sense know that the US market is currently dominated by Chinese brands and the European market is a blue ocean.
那完全就是一个修罗场。
It was a complete mess.
中国品牌如果要进欧洲市场啊。
If Chinese brands want to enter the European market,
关税先砍一刀。
First cut tariffs.
比如说做得比较好的比。
For example, if it's done well.
比亚迪啊。
Guided.
他要进欧洲市场。
He wants to enter the European market.
要加17%的反补贴税。
Add a 17% anti-subsidy tax.
还有10%的基础关税。
Plus an additional 10% base tariff.
那上汽呢直接就干到了45%。
What about SAIC? They directly achieved 45%.
今年倒是谈了一个最低进口价格的一个机制啊。
This year, we actually talked about a minimum import price mechanism.
但是条件呢就是厂商必须在欧洲开厂。
However, the condition is that the manufacturer must set up a factory in Europe.
所以比亚迪呢就去匈牙利去开厂了。
So, BYD went to Hungary to set up a factory.
耗资40亿欧元。
40 billion euros.
得数年之后才能投产。
It will take several years to come into production.
除了关税之外呢，
In addition to tariffs,
认知再砍一刀，中国品牌在欧洲的认知度是极其差的。
The awareness of Chinese brands in Europe is extremely poor.
啊
，Oh,
有一个德国的一个调研。
There's a survey from Germany.
我记得他说
，I remember him saying,
除了比亚迪和 MG 之外
，In addition to BYD and MG.
绝大多数的中国品牌的认知度都不到10%。
Most Chinese brands have a recognition rate of less than 10%.
一个汽车品牌要在德国立足下来。
Today, the car brand is going to establish itself in Germany.
它必须在10年之内花大约10亿欧元的营销费用。
He must spend approximately 1 billion euros on marketing within 10 years.
那这十年呢真的是一个很大的一个考验啊。
So, these 10 years have really been a huge test.
那比如说未来呢他21年就已经进欧洲了啊。
For example, in the future, he will already be in Europe in 2022.
到了24年
In 2024,
14个国家才卖了1598辆车。
14 countries sold 1,598 cars.
那你再看未来是什么样的企业啊？
What kind of companies do you see in the future?
百亿级的营收。
Hundreds of billions of revenue.
而且有欧洲资本的背书。
And with the backing of European capitals.
但是进入欧洲市场。
However, entering the European market.
照样被人按在地上摩擦
Still being beaten and kicked.
就连李斌自己也反思、
Even Li Bin himself has reflected on it.
他说我们在欧洲交了很多学费
He said that we paid a lot of tuition fees in Europe.
那再看追觅呢
Then let's see what's going on with the chase.
就算他融到钱造出车
Even if he manages to raise funds and build a car,
说他何德何能去赶超啊这些跟
What qualifications and abilities does he have to surpass them? These are the people who have worked hard.
云那么多年的中国的车企
So, what about the Chinese car manufacturers over the past few decades?
所以难怪于浩说到这个我们要把车卖到海外的时候呢
That's why you have said that when we decide to sell the car overseas
话语呢显得很轻佻哈
The words sounded so provocative
因为他没有什么底气
Because he has no confidence